It's over 50 years now since the IRA abducted, murdered and secretly buried teenager Columba McVeigh from Dunamore in County Tyrone. The latest search of Braggan Bog in County Monaghan, the seventh since 1999, this one lasting 4 months, has now ended and there's still no sign of his remains. Columba is one of four people known to have been disappeared by the IRA that have yet to be found. His younger brother Oliver talked with our reporter Barry Gallagher last night.
We're disappointed that it has come to an end and there's no success. But I have to say I was expecting this, you know what I mean? So we've hit the end of the road again. So there's only so many kicks in the teeth you can get. You know, whenever you get your teeth kicked, they all fall out. You know, that sort of thing. It's a bit like that at the minute. I'm going to have to keep going, you know what I mean? So.
And I suppose even after 50 years, losing him must still feel as fresh as ever.
Well, all I have to do is think of my mother, you know what I mean? Like that's the turmoil. She went to her grave and she thought it was going to happen very quickly and that we would get him and bury him and she would be happy enough to go after him. And but it didn't come to fruition. We just want to get him, get his body in out of a bog hole or wherever he is and get him into a Christian ground, Christian burial. That's all the family wishes for. And it's not too hard to ask in this day and age. We'll not be going away anywhere until we find his body. And that's a simple matter. And there is hope. But, you know, you get weary as well.
It's Oliver McVeigh with our reporter Barry Gallagher. Eamon Henry is with us. He's lead investigator with the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. Eamon Henry, good morning. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you for having us on.
A very disappointing conclusion, I'm sure, after 4 months of searching. Can you take us through what happened?
Yes, in mid-August we undertook the seventh search in Braggan. We had identified a number of areas that hadn't been previously searched. So based on that, we decided to complete the search of Braggan Bog. It has taken longer than we had anticipated due to weather delays and the difficulty of the terrain, but that search has now concluded.
Why was Braggan Bog chosen for these searches?
Well, based on the information that we had received that Columba McVeigh was buried in Braggan Bog, we had to concentrate our search in Braggan Bog. That's the information we received.
It's 26 acres you've searched now over the years, is that right?
Yeah, I've had it surveyed just to find out exactly how many acres we have searched, and I'm just waiting for that information, but it's in excess of 26 acres, yes.
So was the information that the commission got wrong or just not enough?
Well, I think in good faith we were provided the information by certain people that were involved to lead us to say that Columba McVeigh was buried in Braggan Bog. Now, I think something has happened that the information is not correct because we have done a thorough search of that area and he is not in Braggan Bog. So we'll have to review the information again, go back to the sources and just more or less ask for more information because there's obviously a key piece of information or key piece of the jigsaw puzzle that's missing because we haven't found him yet.
You're not going to search this bog again, I take it, yes?
Well, we've searched the area that's been identified, but that doesn't mean that the search is over. We have other information in relation to possible locations in that area. And we are working on those at the moment.
Have you any reason to believe that the remains of Columba McVeigh will be found now?
I've said this before. I would not have taken this job if I didn't believe we could find all four remains. So Columba McVeigh included Joe Linsky, Robert Nairach, James Maguire. I do believe that we will find them. Now, our problem is time is an enemy and people are either have passed on or memories fade. So, I mean, that's, as I say, time is our enemy. We need to find these people now.
You heard from Oliver McVeigh there. I know you're used to this job, but it can't be an easy job to tell somebody like Oliver that after 4 months of searching for his brother that nothing has been found.
Absolutely. I have a very good relationship with the McVeigh family, but it's still not easy to make a phone call and say, we haven't found your brother yet. It is quite difficult. And I know, as difficult as it is for me, it must be horrendous for the McVeigh family to hear that news and to have their hopes dashed yet again that we haven't found Columba.
Do you believe that there is anybody out there, there might be somebody out there, could be listening this morning, who hasn't come forward to you, who may have information that could help?
I do believe that there are people out there, and for whatever reason they may have for not engaging with us or passing the information on through third parties or whatever, I just don't understand. This is 50 years since Columba was disappeared. It is well time now that Columba was found, and allowing his family to provide a Christian burial so they have somewhere to go and pray. And the same with all other the other three victims as well. We need to bring closure to this. This is a kind of a blot on our country's history, and until we find the four victims, this will never go away.
Eamon Henry, thank you for speaking to us. Eamon Henry is lead investigator with the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains on the latest search for Columba McVeigh, 4 months searching Bragg and Bog in County Monaghan to no avail. It's a minute and a half to nine.